Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And we certainly know that back-to-school season this year has looked far different than it ever has before. Teachers and parents are making big decisions about how to provide education to our kids, and parents are trying to balance it all with their professional commitments. Fortunately, there is help, and you can get it for free from your local library. And joining me this morning to talk about more about how the library can help with at-home education, we're pleased to have with us Kaya Swanson, the Director of Public Relations and Marketing for the Pikes Peak Library District. Good morning, Kaya.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so glad that there is this resource and so glad that you're here to provide information about it. Well, you know, many students have chosen to have their students attend classes remotely. Some are doing it because of a hybrid model. Some are doing it, they're going to do it 100%. What kind of resources does PPLD have available to help with that kind of education?
That's a great question. So again, you know, we know people are navigating this for the first time. This is new for all of us, right? And so we want to make sure that people are aware of everything that we have that can help. And so if folks are doing kind of that hybrid model, or they do have students doing their education fully from home, we have a ton of things that can help. So some of those things include subject guides, because we know parents, if you are on site with your student, it is likely that you are now becoming an active participant in their education.
Whether you want to or not, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And that might involve brushing up on some subjects that maybe you haven't even thought about for a decade or so. And so we have subject guides available on a ton of different subjects: math, language arts, reading, history, social studies, all available for parents for free, so that not only can you do that really quick brushing up if you need to, but everything within those subject guides is also tried and true and tested from our librarians, who are experts in finding good information, and it's all available to you for free. So it can really help to accentuate their education and really enhance it. And those are all available on our website for free. We've got this incredible service that's called BrainFuse Help Now, and it literally connects you one-on-one with a tutor for free in all of these different subjects: math, science, social studies, and English. You can even go as far as submitting a paper to them, and they'll review it and work with you through their critiques. It's really
incredible.
That's impressive.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. So even if the subject guide didn't quite give you the brush up on that subject matter that you were looking for, our tutors are available to help with that. And they're available every single day from 2 to 11 p.m., again, totally for free, with a Pikes Peak Library District library card. And then, you know, we know that this is difficult for students of all ages, certainly. But my heart really goes out to those students who are preparing for college. That's a really stressful time already. And now all of a sudden you're doing it with all of these added complications. And we have this incredible resource called the Testing and Education Reference Center, which provides study guides and timed practice exams for all major college entrance exams and standardized tests. Plus, you know, college planning, they'll help you search for scholarships. So you really don't have to do any of that alone.
Because a lot of that would be offered through schools, but if they're not meeting, then you're missing out on that prep time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So really, I mean, the resources are kind of endless. I always joke, it's kind of hard to fit it all in. Like, how much time do you have, you know? but that's a good overview, I think, of, you know, how we can help to enhance that at-home education experience, because we know it's frustrating. We know it's new. We know it's kind of scary, and it's different. And we want to be here to help folks navigate that educational content and make sure that the education that they're receiving, regardless of the situation that they're in, is still the quality that they want. And so if those resources can enhance that education, help teachers if they're struggling with this unprecedented situation too. I can't imagine teaching a classroom of second graders over Zoom. You know, if we can help to enhance some of that, I'd love for people to know about our resources and make use of those with their
right.
library card.
And Kaya, now some school districts, some parents do have their student going to school in person. So are there resources that the library district has for those students as well?
Absolutely. So everything that I just mentioned, again, is a really great way to enhance your child's education. So even if they are going in school, again, this is a different situation. So they may need some of that assistance at home too. And then We know that this is a bit of a difficult time as we're navigating this all together. You know, not only are students trying to do really well in school, but it's also kind of a difficult time. And so we have online resource guides to help students, especially those students who are maturing and coming into the high school age, to navigate tough topics like mental health and sexuality and substance abuse and areas of personal growth, like exploring career pathways, which we know can be daunting. Again, financial aid and standardized test prep. We even have practice tests for driving and vehicle registration. So we can really help with it all.
That's big. So how can our local students use library resources to connect with each other as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have a ton of virtual programs going on. And we know that social interaction and connection has been lacking for all of us for the last 5 months, right? As we navigate this situation. And so our virtual programs have been a great way for people really of all ages to still kind of find that sense of community, even if you're doing it in front of a laptop screen. And we have programs that are specifically designed for different age groups. So for children, we of course have story time, but we also have some really fun interactive craft projects. Some of them are even take and makes, so you can head to the library, pick up the supplies for free, and then go home and watch the video and learn how to make it yourself at home. But there's also live programming so that you can connect with each other. And then for teens, we have that whole lineup of programming as well. So everything from, you know, teaching you how to make a sourdough starter, because we know bread is all the rage right now.
Oh, yeah, baking.
To you know, learning about sustainability. Really, again, the options are endless. If you like Dungeons and Dragons, we have like a fan club that you can join right there online. So there's ways to find connection. Again, even if you're doing that from home, and we want students to know about those too, because we know everybody's missing out on that social interaction. So
okay.
If people can find a way to connect through those two, we definitely want them to take advantage of that.
Wow, it sounds impressive what is available, and it's important for our listeners to find out about this. Where should they go to find out more, to learn more about it?
Yeah, so the website that is probably the best catch-all for everything I just mentioned is ppld.org/e-learning.
Okay.
So Pikes Peak Library District, but shorter, ppld.org/e-learning. And from there, you're going to find links to all of those resources that I mentioned. BrainFuse, Help Now, Testing and Education Reference Center. You know, we even have a
resource,
Humble Books with ebooks specifically for kids. You can find all of that right there on that website.
Okay. Well, we have much more to talk about with Kaya Swanson, who is representing the Pikes Peak Library District with us today. And she's here talking about all the ways that the libraries are stepping up to fill the void that a lot of families are feeling because they don't have access to schools and teachers and in-person learning that we all expect at the start of school during the fall time, and because of COVID, we're not getting that same experience. So we're going to be talking much more as the conversation continues here on The Extra. We're back on The Extra, and we are talking with Kaya Swanson of the Pikes Peak Library District. She's the Director of Public Relations and Marketing, and she was telling us about some amazing resources that kids, parents, and teachers can tap into to get more, to help them with both remote learning as well as in-person learning when there aren't as many resources available. And we gave out the website, but I'll give it out again. It's ppld.org/e-learning. And Kaya, it sounds like a lot of the resources we've talked about could be good if you're a homeschool family as well, huh?
That's absolutely true. So we know there's so many different models of education happening right now. And for some, that hybrid model includes doing some homeschooling. And then there are families who chose to do homeschooling exclusively. And we have a ton available for those homeschooling families specifically. Things like access to local programs that can help you enrich the content that you're providing to your kid, the curriculum, and information about homeschooling law in Colorado. Really, we can kind of help you cover all your bases. So even if you're making that decision for the first time to do homeschool exclusively, we can help you make sure that you do it right and in a way where your child's education is still really high quality.
I would guess that there's a lot of overlap between remote learning and homeschool families. However, homeschool families are choosing this as this is their child's educational foundation that they are working on. So they're looking to tap into programs probably at a higher level. Are there specific kind of resources that homeschool families really tap into, I guess, at the library district?
Yes, absolutely. So we don't want people to feel like they have to navigate this on their own for the first time. And so we actually have a collection of 13 different places that you can access lesson plans, worksheets, teaching tips, teaching calendars, and more online, all for free and organized by grade level. So you can take the guesswork out of, you know, my child is fifth grade age. What is included in curriculum for
that is huge, right?
We can actually, we can help you navigate that. Not only deciding, you know, what the content will be, but then also providing, again, lesson plans and worksheets for that. And then we also have parent support groups, because we know that this is a huge undertaking. And we, again, want people to feel like they are not navigating this all by themselves. So we can connect people with other parents and families who are doing this either for the first time or they're regulars. And then you can, you know, get some best practices from those families who are returning to do that. Again, the homework help is all available as well, just like it is for any student in El Paso County. And then we actually have some places that you can go if you're a homeschooling family to access actual classes online. So if there's a piece of the subject matter that you feel like you maybe don't want to take over the teaching for, there are local programs available that can help you access, you know, trained experts who can teach that specific subject matter. So for myself, it would be math. I am terrible at math. And so we can connect you with somebody who is trained in math and can actually provide that portion of
that's fantastic.
The education to your student from the safety of their home.
And so if they if someone were having questions as a parent and has entered into this thinking it was the right option for their family this year, especially or maybe they just they're just starting their kids out in school and this is the model they chose, how can they get questions answered?
Yeah, I mean, again, we just don't want people to feel like they have to navigate this alone. So in addition to connecting people to those homeschool parent support groups to kind of commiserate and talk about best practices, our librarians are also available to help. You know, one of my favorite quotes is about how you can Google for an answer and get 140 million results, but if you ask a librarian for an answer, you'll get the right one.
That's so true.
If you connect with one of our librarians, they will help you navigate through this. And they are experts, again, in finding trusted information. And so you can feel really good about what you walk away from that conversation with as far as educating your child. And so you can connect with our librarians either in person right now, or you can do that over the phone or through a chat function on our website, and they will be able to help you navigate really any of that. And the best place to find all of that information is at ppld.org/ask. So easy to remember, head to /ask and you can talk with a librarian about any questions you might have about navigating this.
Yeah, true story on that, because I a while back I was writing a story and wanted to include a little snippet of verse, of poetry, and I knew the snippet of verse. And I needed the author, and I put it into, it wasn't Google, it was Yahoo. I put it into Yahoo, and sure enough, I thought I had the right author, put it in my script, and it turns out it was the wrong author, it was the wrong poet.
No.
And I can bet you that a librarian would not have made that same mistake. So, librarians are great resources.
That'll be our new slogan. Yeah, we can help you write radio scripts.
So. There you go. So if listeners want more information that's homeschool specific, is there a different website that they should tap into?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And again, I know I'm throwing out so much. And again, the joke is like, how much time do you have? There's just so much available. So if you are homeschooling specifically and have made that choice for your family, the best place to head is ppld.org/homeschool-hub. And there you'll find not only the lesson plans and the online classes that you can access, but also, again, information on Colorado homeschool law, curriculum resources, how to get started, all of that. We can connect you all with all of that right there on that website.
Oh, wow. The librarians coming to the rescue. Sure. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Well, we have much more about how the library district's response is going during this time of pandemic. We're continuing the conversation with Kaya Swanson, Director of Public Relations and Marketing for PPLED. If you don't have your library card, I would suggest go and get one. And that is just a resource that you will always have with you. You will never regret it. And it's just an amazing thing to have a library card. We want to take a break right now. We need to get your traffic and weather and a short news update, but we'll be back with more of the conversation here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And we're back on The Extra, continuing the conversation with Kaya Swanson, who's with the Pikes Peak Library District, talking about how the back-to-school season is so different this year. Many families, many educators may be looking for ways to tap into resources that maybe they weren't aware of, that they weren't aware existed, or maybe those resources, as we've been talking about, the Pikes Peak Library District have been stepped up to really fill the void and help out during this time of the pandemic. Kaya Swanson is with us right now. And Kaya, you know, the library, it sounds like, has a lot going on. And we know that people love to check out books and audiobooks and things like that. What else can people use the library for during this time?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I know we've talked a lot about education, but it's also important for us to have fun right now. So I'll cover some of the stuff that you can use the library for entertainment right now. So right when the pandemic started, for those of you who don't know, the library closed to the public and was just really open with our virtual resources for several weeks. And so we did a lot of things to really try to ramp those up and make them as accessible as possible to everybody. So now applying for a library card online is much easier, and that can help you to access the movies and TV shows that you can stream for free with your library card through a service called Canopy. So, and we actually have two services. So Canopy has some incredible documentary films, but also some really great award-winning films, like Moonlight is on there. There's a couple of titles that are just really incredible. And then we also have a service called Hoopla that's got both movies and TV shows. And both have apps. You know, it's really easy to use them to cast to your TV or watch them however you prefer to do that at home now, now that there are so many different ways. But we also have audiobooks, comics, magazines, music that you can stream, again, for free. Really, the collection is huge. And so there are ways to also sort of find an escape right now, if you will, and sort of bury yourself not only into the e-books that we have in our collection, which, of course, are a huge part of what we do, but also into the really incredible films and magazines and comics that you have access to with your library card as well.
Well, you know, we know you mentioned the libraries physically had to shut their doors as everything went into the stay-at-home mode per the governor's orders. But as things started to open up, we know the libraries opened up to an extent. But how have the services evolved, and where do we stand right now during the pandemic?
Yeah, so as mentioned, we did close there for a good while. It was the longest closure in our library's history, which a lot of people went through this year. But now we're excited to be open to resume limited indoor library services. So we reopened our doors to the public on July 1st. And while we're asking people to keep their visits as short as possible, ensure that they wear a mask while they're in the facility, that actually allows you to get in and browse the collection. While you can do that on our app or on our website, it's not quite the same as walking through the stacks, right? And so we're really excited for people to be able to do that again. again as well. But the other important component there is that now our computers are available again. And that's a huge thing that people use our facilities for. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited that people can get in and use those. But we also have free Wi-Fi available. So if folks are looking to use that, you know, in a lot of our locations, it works out in the parking lot, but if you feel comfortable coming into our facility, it works in there too, of course. And then we also have free printing available, which we know is a big need, especially now that people are doing education at home. And so people can use our facilities to do printouts as well. And then the other thing that we launched for the first time in May is curbside service. So if you're looking to pick up some physical materials, but you don't quite feel comfortable going into the library facility, or you just don't have time that day, you can actually schedule your holds for curbside pickup, and we'll run them right out to your car, or all you have to do is walk up to the table outside our front door, depending on the location.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. And we know that a lot of groups and such use your physical library building for meetings and such. What can people mm-hmm. use the buildings for at this point?
Yeah, so right now in our phased reopening approach, we're still at the point where our meeting rooms are not available for reservation. We've been working really closely with El Paso County Public Health to determine what should be available and when, and what the safest approach is for our organization. So at this point, the determination was made that it's still not quite to the point where we can offer that service again. But again, while we're asking people to keep their visits as short as possible, under an hour if at all possible, we are still offering those computer labs and the printing services, the Wi-Fi, browsing the collection. And then we've talked earlier in this segment about asking librarians questions. Our staff is on site, and so if you prefer to have those questions in person, that can be done in our spaces right now as well.
Okay. A lot to handle. We know that when you're talking about the outreach that the library does and the resources that it provides, there are so many different aspects of that. And, you know, until we started this discussion, I wasn't even thinking about all the community groups that start, you know, that you tap into those meeting rooms, but important to know. Let's give out a website. I understand you have some websites for people to go if they want more information about these subjects we just covered in this segment.
Yeah, so of course everybody's got a lot of questions about the safety protocols that locations are taking and what's available for use and what's not right now. The best place to go to understand the library district's response to the pandemic and what's available and what's not is ppld.org/COVID-19. So pretty easy to remember. And there you'll find an overview of everything you can do during your library visit, what you can expect when you return to the library, so you kind of understand the requirements and how we are regularly sanitizing and making that space as safe as we possibly can. And then other things that you can expect from the library district as far as services at this time.
Okay.
And then for some of the fun, entertainment-y things that we all need right now for that escape, you can head to ppld.org/remote. And that essentially helps you understand all the ways that you can use the library remotely. And so it goes over our e-library resources, which again include those awesome documentaries, movies, TV shows, music, all of the above. And that's kind of a really great place to get an overview of what all you can use the library for from the safety of your home.
Okay. We are having a fascinating discussion with Kaya Swanson with the Pikes Peak Library District, really opening, I think, a lot of eyes. I am an avid library user, and some of these things you're talking about, I didn't even know existed. So this is great.
Well, I'm so glad.
Getting the information out.
Great.
We have more information to share with our listeners, so stick around for more of the extra. And welcome back to our final segment of today's extra program. And today we are talking to Kaya Swanson of the Pikes Peak Library District. And Kaya, you know, there have been a lot of organizations, even city governments, county governments, that have faced shortfalls because of what we've experienced with the coronavirus closures and shutdowns and such. And the library district has a different funding mechanism. And so those shortfalls aren't necessarily going to be felt within the libraries. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So the way that Pikes Peak Library District is funded is through a separate tax levy. And so we're very fortunate to have the public's investment and taxpayer support, because that means that we can provide library resources and services to all cardholders for free. And in the past, history has told us over and over again that libraries become more essential during a recession or an economic downtime than ever before. Our use always skyrockets, and that's true across the nation. And so we're very fortunate and grateful to the public for their investment and taxpayer support through that separate tax levy, so that we can continue to provide those resources. Because, I mean, I know we've covered so much, but one of the other things that we can help with is navigating the pandemic and helping people understand what kind of relief and assistance is out there. We know navigating unemployment is very difficult. Those are all things that we can help with and questions that we can assist in answering. And so we're very grateful to be funded in the manner that we are, so that as we enter this time where we know library use is going to go up, we can ensure that we can continue to provide those services to our county.
And with these big programs you have coming on this fall, there are ways people can safely participate, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So I probably sound like a broken record, but we have so much going on this fall. one of the things that we've done to make it as safe as possible is all of our major flagship programs that many listeners are probably really familiar with that happen every fall have gone totally virtual. And so as we're really excited to see how this goes this fall, because as we've rolled these programs out over the summer, we've been able to host people at programs in numbers that we never would have been able to support in person just because of space. So, for example, we have free yoga classes that happen online, and we will often have 100 participants. We could never support that huge group in one of our library facilities. And so we're hoping that this new model might make these programs even more accessible to people in our county. And the fact that they're happening completely virtually, we know will break down the barrier for a lot of people who still don't quite feel comfortable going to programs in a public way at this time.
Right, right. And so it mentioned some of those major programs the library is holding this fall that we should all put on our calendars.
Yeah, so I'll try to keep the list short, but as you know, that's been difficult so far during this conversation. So one of the ones that's coming up that I'm incredibly excited for is happening on Thursday, September 17th, and it's a community conversation with Patrice Cullors. So our community conversation series started this year, and essentially they really aim to bring the public together to talk about important and relevant and timely issues, hear from a number of different perspectives, and come away hopefully with some new information and being able to sort of see the other side of an issue. And so over the last 2 months, we've held a series of these community conversations talking about policing. And this is the final one in this series. And Patrice Cullors is the author of When They Call You a Terrorist, a Black Lives Matter memoir. And so we actually have her for an entire 1 hour virtual event where she will answer questions. It'll be moderated, of course, and be able to be there to speak about her book. She's also the co-founder of the Black Lives Matter Global Network. And so anyone who's interested in that for any reason can join and learn more about that. Mm-hmm. So that's one that we're very excited about. We also have another author visit happening with an author called Barbara O'Neill, and she writes a lot of different things, also writes under the name of Barbara Samuel, does a lot of romance books and titles, and will be available again for a completely free virtual event on Saturday, September 12th from 1 to 2 p.m., so that one we're really looking forward to as well. And then we have one big overarching event, the name of which people will probably be familiar with. It's called All Pikes Peak Reads.
Right, right.
I believe we're in our 21st or 22nd year this year. And so we're very excited to still be able to offer that this year, even though it's happening in a virtual environment. And actually are really excited about some of the things we can do because it's virtual. So, for example, one of the authors that we're featuring for our young adult audience is Lindsay Lackey and her book, All the Impossible Things. And because of the virtual nature of this, we can actually offer classroom conversations with the author to really get that one-on-one experience and have students be able to ask a lot of questions. We're also featuring The Pull of the Stars by Emma Donahue The Unsung Hero of Birdsong by Brenda Woods. So lots of exciting things going on as a part of All Pikes Peak Reads as well. And those books are coming in soon, so make sure in the next couple of weeks you put them on hold and pick them up so you can be part of what I love to call our community's largest book club.
It certainly is. It's such a fun part of the Pikes Peak Library District's fall efforts. I love that. Okay, so Well, we've been very pleased to have with us Kaya Swanson, who's a director of marketing for and public relations for Pikes Peak Library District. It sounds like for more information, we should send people to Pikes Peak Library District. So the website is ppld.org. And Kaya, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And you've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio.